This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump will appear in court on Tuesday, says his lawyer, who says Donald Trump is not afraid. He's been indicted in the classified documents investigation. Trump lawyer James Trustee.
We learned that this special counsel was hell-bent on criminalizing something that I really don't think has a criminal basis under the Presidential Records Act. So we now have a summons to appear Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It has at least a summary of the types of charges we expect to see in the indictment. And it puts a stamp of reality on something that really is unreal in terms of the weaponization of a Department of Justice.
Trump lawyer James Trustee on ABC's Good Morning America. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The federal charges of mishandling classified documents at its Florida estate represent the biggest legal jeopardy so far for the former president. The indictment carries unmistakable grave legal consequences, including the possibility of prison if he's convicted. But it also has enormous political implications, and it sets the stage for a sensational trial. Trump says it's all a hoax.
We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Maryland Democrat, says the former president put national security in grave danger. President Biden says hundreds of American firefighters and support personnel are in Canada helping to put out those wildfires that are fouling up the air there and here in parts of the U.S.
We already have 600 American firefighters on the ground and been there for a while in Canada.
A drone slammed into a building in Russia near the border with Ukraine, slightly injuring three people, say the Russians. Gas is $3.58 a gallon as you start your weekend, 6 cents higher than a month ago, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to France, the AP's Charles de Ledesma on the brutal attack there.
On Thursday in France, as bystanders screamed for help, a man with a knife stabbed four children, aged between 22 months and 3 years old. At least one of them repeatedly assaulted while in a stroller, leaving them fighting for their young lives.
Les premières pensées vont évidemment.
Speaking after the horrific attack, the mayor of Annecy, Françoise Astorgue, said, "My first thoughts are with the young victims. There are four of them, and there are also two adults. What happened this morning in Annecy is horrifying." Astorgue also thanked security forces and emergency services for responding in record time. A prosecutor leading the probe says the suspect's motives are unknown, but did not appear to be terrorism-related. Police have identified him as a 31-year-old Syrian. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.